Matthew, firstly, I want to congratulate you on being selected on Team Ireland for the upcoming World Boxing Championships. I spoke to you just after you won your national elite title back at the beginning of June, and you kind of knew this national selection was in the pipeline after winning that title. Now that it's been confirmed, how does it feel?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. It's, you know, not too many about get it, like, so I was happy. Like, I was there. We had an evaluation for 2 weeks, like, and then we had 2 weeks off, and we were kind of waiting on word, so it was a bit... Like, I was happy with the way training and everything went, but I was just, you know, still waiting on that confirmation. It was a wee bit nerve-wracking, but now I'm delighted to get it.
So even though you won the elite title, there was still a wee bit of qualification criteria that you had to pass, is that it?
Yeah, they have to, like, well, I think it was more just make sure you're good enough to go, like, and compete, like, you know, right. So, you know, it's it was still that there kind of thing, so now it was good, like.
Yeah, and you passed it all anyway, flying colours.
I think so, anyway.
Good stuff. Matthew, you've represented Ireland before in a tournament in Enniskillen, but this is the World Boxing Championships. It must be a surreal feeling to know that you're going to represent your country at the Worlds.
Yeah, like, Jesus, since I was young, like, that's what I wanted to do, like, you know, so it's always been a goal that I wanted, and, you know, to represent them at the highest level is just going to be unreal.
What kind of boxers are you expecting at this competition? What's it going to be made up of? Like, who are the other boxers from around the world going to be?
Oh, it'll be everywhere. Like, you know, it's the new organisation, so it's got the, like, it'll still have your big hitters, the Uzbeks, Kazakhs, Americans, your GB, you know, all that. And before we go away, we're heading to a training camp over in GB, so I think it's 14 countries going to be there, so you get a right kind of maybe look at who's going to be in the competition and even get inspired them, like, you know.
What are your ambitions heading into the event in September? Just from talking to you a couple of times now, I'm fairly sure your plan isn't just to go and make up the numbers. You'll be going there with, you know, full belief you can mix it with the best.
That's it. Like, you know, you can't be going in any other way, really, you know. So when you're going there, you're going to win every fight. Like, you're never going to go in, you know, not to win, because otherwise you shouldn't be there. Like, and like, as I said, with Ireland, once you get to the maybe number one spot in Ireland, you're already above maybe 70% of the nations, you know, so you're at that level, because Ireland's well up in the rankings, so, you know, you have nothing to really to fear and just go on and perform.
You've had some years so far. As I said earlier, you were selected to represent Ireland in the Battle of the Erne. Then you, of course, went on to win your elite title, and now you're heading to the World Championships. How do you reflect on the year so far?
Oh, it's just mad. Like, it doesn't seem that long, like, you know, since even the Irish, you know, and that's only going to be them couple of weeks now until we go to the World. So, you know, everything can change so quick. Like, you know, I've been in elites and haven't got the decisions, and, you know, you look back and you think, oh, you know, that's, you know, the end of it or that. And then, you know, you just keep going, and then just seems to have been a knock-on effect now. Like, and just, it was, like, nearly the best ones to win, because you're straight away to World Championships, you know. So now it'll be one to look back on in years to come. But at the moment, just focus on a hard camp now and just look forward then to Liverpool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually. You mentioned earlier that you'll be heading into a training camp. Is that like a Team Ireland training camp? So you're going to be in the national training camp? Or what does your training schedule look like from now until September?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm up in Dublin. We'll be up in Abbottstown at the Hay Performance on Tuesday to Friday. And we have a couple of weeks up here doing that. And then we head away to the Sheffield for a sparring camp. And then we're back for a wee while. And then we head over to Liverpool for the competition. But now every Tuesday and Friday, every Tuesday through to Friday, you're up in the High Performance, you know. And then obviously then the days off, you're down back home doing your own work and recovery, like.
It sounds like a lot to manage. It is amateur boxing. There must be big costs involved in terms of training, travel, gear, all that camp and stuff you were chatting about there. Are there sponsorship opportunities here for any businesses that want to support you in your journey to the Worlds and even beyond that, Matthew?
Oh, definitely. If anyone wants to join, it's more than welcome. You know, it's to cover costs up and down and everything. Like, you know, it's all self-funded, you may say, because that's the way amateur boxing is, unfortunately. But, you know, hopefully going to these Worlds, if you can get, I think it's two wins and you get qualified for funding for next year, you know, but that's not until next year. And hopefully, you know, if anyone wants to help out, like, I would be able to help give back to them, like, you know. So that's unfortunately just the way it is, but it's you have to do these things to get away, like. So
that's it. Finally, Matthew, just a word on your club, all these Golden Gloves. They've had a lot to do with your development over the years, and it's great to see a local club have a boxer now going on to the biggest stage. You must be proud to represent them.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, it's you know, you're going away representing your country, but you're representing where you're from and your club and everything, you know, so it's massive, like, and even that, like, it's only a handful of ones that's been away, and, you know, to get two from the same club to go away, it's massive, you know. So it's a real honour, like, you know, and it's something to give back, and hopefully then younger people can, you know, look up and see, Jesus, it's something that we can do as well, you know, like, that it's not just people from the cities or that, like, you know, us out in the rural areas, we can do it just as well, like.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the lead up to the Worlds, and best of luck with the preparation. Just before we go, do you know who you're going to be fighting in the first fight, or how does that work? When will the schedule be out?
It'll be that'll be all done the night before you weigh in, so there'll be the draw the night off, and then you weigh in whatever day you fight then, so it'll be just completely random, and not until you're over there that you'll know that.
Right, so there's no real way of preparing for a specific opponent, you just have to train to the best of your ability and then see whatever comes on the other side of the ring.
Yeah, exactly.